Because it happened once doesn't mean that lightning's going to strike twice in the same place. But if it's exactly the way that it was the original time, then it's a matzava puranios, a mokoma puranios, a zmana puranios, and a matzava puranios. So certain times the Rabbanan made gzeira because we're afraid that exact thing may happen again. So where it's exactly like before, then it's awesome. Va'afilu v'Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Omer lo osru ela b'yardein uvishvina, u'kamaisa shahoya. Right, Rashi, you'll see in one second, explains what's going on over here. Even to Rabbi Chanina and Akiva, that when the Rabbanan makes zeiras like this, because of a Maisa Shehoya, it's only if it's exactly like the Maisa Shehoya, right? Honey, Mila Yardin, Deshani, Mishar Naharas. That's only where there's some difference between the thing. If it's not exactly the same thing, it's because that other thing is different, right? The thing, the Maisa happened. Let's see Rashi anyway, so we don't have to talk about it. Rashi before. Mishalchin Kalim Beyonta, Bein Tfurim, Bein Shenim Tfurim, Avalo Sandal HaMesumer, Amalabar Minale Beyonta. You're not allowed to wear a Sandal HaMesumer on Yonta, because if you would be able to wear it, you'd be able to send it to somebody also. Doktani Hasam Koshin Neusin Bo Beyonta, Mishalchin also. Anything that people can use on Yonta, you're allowed to send them on Yonta. But otherwise, a Tircha Yaseira, stam to send things that can't be used on Yonta if it's a Tircha. Ika Kinufya, Shein Osin Malacha. People don't do malacha. The nikvatsim lebatim kinesios lebatim midrashos, and the idea of not doing malacha is in order to gather together in batim kinesios and batim midrashos and to enjoy this yom tov for the Shabbos. Kiahi ma'isa dehavi knufia di sura basias malacha. Ba'filu rebichanin ba'kiva beperek chomer ba'kodesh in chagiga. The Gemara says gabi nosei mechatos be'efer chatos biyardein u'besvina, that you're not allowed to take the mechatos or the efer chatos over the Yardane in a boat. Why? Because one time a Maisa happened that invalidated the Afer of the Paraduma, and they made Xera to never do that again for fear that it may happen again. Shenimtze Kazayis Ben Amech Tochel B'Karkisa Shosvina. When they made the trip, they found a piece of a Kazayis of a mace that was buried in the bottom of the boat. So the whole boat became a Oelatuma. And the nitmu and the afer and the mechatas became tummy. The kaamri rabbanin, the gazru shlo yadir other mechatas bestina velo al hagesher velo yashite malpne hamayim echad yardein vechad shar nahoros. And the rabbanin hold that they made the gzera to anything similar, crossing a body of water in any way with mechatos and para and the mayim of the apron of paraduma, they said you can't do it. Not over a bridge, not to float it over the water. Doesn't make a difference to Yardain or other rivers, right? You can't transport it in that way. Upolig Reb Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva argues, and he says lo asru ela biyardein of esvina, velo gesher ushar naharos dixer shikosru machlis maora. He holds when they made Xer because of a Maisa Shahoya, they did it exactly as the way it was then. So it's only Osir if you're crossing the Yarden in a boat. No other way. Mar says that's because other rivers are different than the Yarden. The Shani Mishar Naharas, Barochov, Ba'omek, they're different in width or in depth. But over here, Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same. Yom Tov and Shabbos aren't different enough that even according to Rabbi Chanina, the Gzeira wouldn't apply from one to the other. If it happened on Shabbos, it'd still be us on Yom Tov. Similar enough to be considered Maisa, the exact Maisa. This man ain't been Yom Tov with Shabbos, ala ochel nefesh bilvad. There's no significant difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos except the malachas that are mutter for ochel nefesh. Otherwise, Shabbos and Yom Tov pretty much are the same. And in fact, the Torah calls Yom Tov Shabbos. So they're very similar. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ela Lechazik. The sandal hamesumer is only when it has nails in it that are there to hold the bottom and top together. Avalenoi Mutter. But if the nails are only there for decoration, that's not a sandal hamesumer. The Kamalenoi. How many nails can be in the sandal hamesumer and be still considered for decoration and not for what's it called for? Holding the thing together, or that it doesn't even look like it's holding it together. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chamesh Bezeh V'Chamesh Bezeh, five in each sandal. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Omer Sheva Bezeh V'Sheva Bezeh, seven in each sandal, seven nails. Omele Rabbi Yochanan the Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Asbril Cholididi, I'll explain to you my shita, why five, and I'll explain to you his shita of seven. Shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan v'achas v'tarsiyosa. Two on each side of the sandal, and one to hold the strap down. So that's five. Rabbi Chanina gimel mikan v'gimel mikan. Rabbi Chanina holds three on each side to hold the bottom to the top. V'achas v'tarsiyosa, and one to hold the straps. Mora says, Meisvei, Tarsi Rashi, Elo l'chazek, Shemas merosov nasu l'chazek ho'ekev, where the nails are there to strengthen the heel. Shekorin shula, im hapanta shekorin infalia. Right, I guess it means the sole with the, that's the sola, is the sole, right, the sole, the bottom part with the top of the sandal. Avalanoi mutter, it's only for decorations mutter. Lo gozru ila me'en ma'ora, because they only asered sandal ha-mesumer, which is similar to the sandal ha-mesumer, which caused the problem. V'hano l'chazi koyim, kistam asmerim de sandal. Those were sandals that had nails in them to hold them together, not just for decoration. Shtay mikan l'tzad chitzon, echad v'rosho l'tzad etzboz, v'echad l'tzad akeba, u'shtay mikan l'tzad pnimi, le'eber ben haraglayim. One on the outside of the sandal, at the tip and at the back, and one on the inside of the sandal, tip and back. So those held on the bottom to the top. Tarsiyosa, and one to hold on the straps. Okay, Meisvei, so more as a kasha now. We have two shitas of how many nails can be in the sandal and still be considered only decoration, five or seven. Sandal hanote, right, if you have a sandal that's uneven, one side of it is higher than the other. So what you do to level it off, you put nails in the side that's shallower, right, to level it off with the other side, to make it as deep as the other side, as, not deep, to even it off with the other side. So sandal hanota, osolo sheva, divrei Reb Nosson. You're allowed to put seven nails into it, right, to even it off. Rebbe Matar B'Yud Gimel, and Rebbe says even 13 is mutter. So Bishlam al Rabbi Chanina who da'omer k'Reb Nosson. Rabbi Chanina could hold like Reb Nosson, seven. But Elo Rabbi Yochanan who said only five is mutter, here you see that even 7 or 13 nails are okay. Who da'omer k'man, Mar says who da'omer k'Reb Nuhuroi. He holds like Reb Nuhuroi. The Tanya Reb Nuhuroi omer hey mutter v'sheva asr. He said the Pharisees, five nails are mutter and seven are asr. So there's another, what's it called, Amora, who holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Rashi. Sandal hanote, shetachton shalo eno shavet. The bottom of the sandal is not even. Sha'av mitzad zeh, v'dak mitzad zeh. It's thicker on one side than the other. Shedoresh notel etzad hadak. And therefore, it tilts towards the side that's not as thick. In order to be even, you have to make the thinner side thicker, so you put nails in, right, that are equal to the thicker side. Okay, let's go on. Omar le Eifa le Rabba Barbarchana. Eifa, Rashi says, Eifa shem chacham, ubenosha rechava mi pumpadisa hayot. Eifa was the son of Rechava from Pumpadisa. So he said to Rabba Barbarchana, Asum Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, Aviduk Rabbi Yochanan. You are Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, you should do like Rabbi Yochanan. You have to do like your Rebbe. Five nails is the most you can have a sandal you wear on Shabbos, that's similar to a sandal on the Sumer. Anything more than five nails already, even if it's not to hold it together, it looks like it's to hold it together, and it's Aser. Anan Navid Rabbi Chanina. We'll do like Rabbi Chanina, even up to seven nails. Bo Minei Rav Huna Mi Rav Ashi. Chomesh Mahu. Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi, what about five nails? Can I have a sandal ha-mesumer that has only five nails in it? Because then it's for decoration. Omerle afilu shiva mutter. He said even seven is mutter, like Rabbi Chanina. Tesmai, what about nine? Omerle afilu ches asr. No, even eight is asr. Anything more than seven is asr. Bo minei ahu ratzan mi Rav Ami, a shoemaker. Ask Rav Ami, or a leather maker, ask Rav Ami, Tafum Bifnim Mahu, right? You sewed a shoe onto the sandal, as you closed it up, to make the upper like a shoe, closed in. Amalei mutter. It's not a sandal hamasumra anymore. Now it's a din of a shoe. It's a manal. Velo yadana my kaima. And I don't know the reason. Amar Ravashi velo yada mar my kaima. I said, I know that they told me it's mutter, but I don't know why. So you don't know the reason? Even the talk from Bipnim, Havele Manal, the sandal gozru beirabana manalo gozru be. Once you sewed an upper part to close up the top, right, where your foot is covered, it's not a sandal. A sandal is where your foot is uncovered. A manal is where your foot on the top is covered. Rashi, talk from Lifnim, Shenosin Manal shall or Lifnim min hasandal. Right, they inside the straps of the sandal they sewed an upper, right, to cover your foot. Mutter shamati Rabbi Yochanan at the time of the day. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan it's mutter, but I don't know the reason. Okay, let's go on. The reason is it's not a sandal anymore. Now it's a manal. Bo minei Rav Abba Bar Zavda mi Rav Abba Bar Avina. Right, now Rav Abba Bar Zavda asked Rav Abba Bar Avina and other shayla with sandal hamasumer. Aso kamin kalbus mahu. If they made the nails not like regular nails, but like staples. With staple nails, where they're bent around and they bang two ends in like a staple. Omele mutter. It's mutter, because it's not the same thing. It's not the nails are not in the same way that it was in a regular sandal on the summer. Itmar nami, omer Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, asokim in kalbus mutter. Omer Rav Sheshes, chiko kulo b'masmeros, kedei shelo te karko chlo, aso mutter. If you fill the whole bottom, it becomes like, what's it called, like a bed of nails. In order that the ground shouldn't eat away the wood, right? It's like taps. Only you cover the whole bottom with nails in the place of taps. So it's mutter. It's not the sandal amasumer that was in the maisa. Tanya kavosi Rav Sheshes. Lo yetzei ha'ish b'sandal hamasumer. Lo yitayel mi bayis labayis. Afilu mi mita lamita. You can't wear a sandal hamasumer on Shabbos. Not from house to house. Not even from bed to bed inside your house. Avamatalklin also the chasus bosakli. Because the sandal hamasumer is not also because of malacha. It has nothing to do with carrying. Right? It's also because of the maisa shahaya. Either like the Ran says, because you'll remember the maisa and you'll be sad on Shabbos. Or, like we said, that we're afraid that the maisa may happen again if you wear a sandal hamasumer. Right? We're afraid that... What? Why doesn't it say what?
Why does it say
no? Because what does it say? It does say?
Why
no? Because it's saying not only that. No, but saying lo yetze and lo yitayo. Right. In other words,
don't
wear. What?
It should say don't wear.
Yeah, you can't.
Lo yetze, but over here we see.
No, we'll see in one second why. No. Because what's it called? Because you're allowed to carry it. You can't lo yetze. You can't wear it. No, but lo yetze means that what's it called? Wear it with it on. Right? Just like wearing jewelry or whatever. Lo yetze is a lashon of going out with it the normal way. Because otherwise it would be lo yisa. Don't care.
But it's even also inside to wear.
Yeah, so it's telling you a chiddush. Not only can't you go outside, you can't even go from house to house. You can't even go from bed to bed to bed. Right? If the stomach is like, why do you say house to house? It says already bed to bed. No, it's the same as the Brysa, except the Brysa, what's it called, is Marat. Lo Yetze means the Klauman. Don't go out doesn't mean necessarily. Go out means don't wear this thing. Avamatautlin also the Chasas Bo Esakliv, Lismo Vokoyanita. You're allowed to carry it in a place where you're allowed to carry it, as long as you don't wear it. But those of Rav Shimon Oser, Rav Lezer Shimon said, you can't even carry a sandal on the Sumeran Shabbat, where it's mutter to carry. Noshu rov masmerosav and ishtayir bo dalet ohei mutter. Right? If most of the nails fell out, okay, we'll see in one second, that's what the Gemara thinks now. The nails fell out, and there's four or five left, it's mutter. Because we said, lechatchil also you could have four or five, and that's called decoration. So if it had more than four or five, but there's only four or five left, is okay. V'rebi matar at sheva, and Rebbe holds till seven is mutter, same way he held that lechatchil you could have seven. Chipo b'or milmata, the kavalo masmeros milmala, mutter. If you covered it over with leather on the bottom, it's not wood anymore on the bottom, it's leather. And you knock the nails in to hold the leather onto the wood, that's mutter, because it's not a sandal hamasumer anymore. Aso kemin kalbus, o kemin tas, o kemin yotei, right? If you made the nails like a staple, or you made the nails have, instead of a small head, they have a wide head, wide-headed nail. Okiminyosed, or they have no head. They're like a peg, which are sharp on both ends. Oshechipo kulav mesmeros, kadeshalo te karkochlaso, or you fill the whole bottom of the sandal with nails, so that wood shouldn't come in contact with the ground. Motor. All of these are significantly different than the sandal hamasumer, which the maisa happened, and therefore it's motor. So Morris says, hagufakasha. Omris noshu rov masmerosav, apagav nishtairu betuva. First you said, if most of the nails are what's it called gone, mashma, that even if there are, let's say there were 30 nails to begin with, and most of them are gone, so that means there's 14 left, so that's okay. And then you say, if there's only 4 or 5 left, it's okay. So which is it? Do you have to have a minority of nails, no matter how many they are, or you have to have 4 or 5? The other Tommy Arba Chomish, in stay low, only 4 or 5 are mutter. But if any more than that, it's not okay. It depends. If the nails didn't fall out, but they wore down, so they're still there, but they're worn down, so then you could see that the nails were there, right? So, and you know that they're worn down, so what's it called? So therefore it's mutter, because not like the original sandal. Then as long as most of the nails are gone, or most of them were worn down, it's okay to have what's it called, a minority left. Because you could see the ones that were worn down, you know that it used to have a lot of nails, and now it only has a few nails, it's different already. But if the nails were actually taken out, then you can't tell there were ever nails there before. So now you may think that it was a sandal that was made l'chatchila with 8 or 9 nails, and that's awesome. So therefore, it has to be obvious that it once had a lot of nails, and the nails wore down. But if the nails fell out, there's no way of knowing, and therefore you have to treat it as if it was a sandal that was made l'chatchila like that. If it has more than 7 nails, or 5 nails according to the Shita, it's awesome. Rashi. Aso lemasmer. Aso lemasmer kikmin kalbus. Okay, shnei roshim chadim ukfufim. The noet shnei roshim ba'etz, a staple. Kidamrina besota kalbus shel barzu matin lo toch piha. Put in like pliers, which also looks like a staple. Mutter, hoel v'nishtana mishar masmerim, v'lo gozra l'meina ma'orah. So it's not like regular nails, and therefore they only aser exactly the way that it was when this maisa happened. And it didn't happen with sandals that had staples in them, but regular nails. Chipo milmata, if you put leather over the bottom of the wooden sandal, right, it's also mutter. Av matalklin also the torus kli olav. It has a torus kli, it's not something, it's also to wear, but it still has a din of a kli. And therefore, what's it called, could be that you're allowed to wear it and stand in one place. Just as you could go from mita to mita, Zasa. It doesn't say to put it on and stand in your own place. So that's why it says al yetze. You can't go out with it on. That means you can't move with it on, but you can stand in one place, so it still has a din of a kli, so you can carry it. Oser dilma osi linoolo. And who says, what's it called, that it's osir to do that? 1 second. Reb Shimon. Relezer Reb Shimon asers, because we're afraid that if you carry it around, you may come to wear it. Noshu rov masmerosav, and all this is not gzeira l'gzeira. The shaila was, what was the ikur gzeira? What did they aser to begin with? Carrying it, just wearing it. That was the shaila. Noshu rov masmerosav l'kam meforishla. Later on, the Gemara will explain what it means that they fell out, because in the end, the Gemara doesn't say it doesn't mean they fell out. It means that they got worn out. There they were wearing sandalim that didn't change. Here it's a worn out sandal that wasn't the maisa. And they obviously knew what the maisa was. They knew what kind of sandalim these people were wearing. They made a wide head on top of the nail. They didn't have any head, headless nails. Right, mashma, that as long as a minority of nails are left, doesn't make a difference how many there are. to get 30 nails left as long as there were 60 nails to begin with. Shenigmimu milmala urishumo nikr. They wore out, but you can still see they were there. The socha eitz. You could see the nail embedded in the wood. A filu tuva, then even a lot of them, as long as they're not the majority. So a minkr shenigmimu priyosu. It's obvious that it was changed. It wasn't the same as it started out, and therefore it's not awesome. Shenekru legamri. But with the nail still out completely, shein nikr shahaya bo yosher dalarohei, yosher dalarohei in tvelo. Right, but if the nails were taken out where it's impossible to see that it changed, then it looks like it originally it had the amount of nails in it that it has now, and therefore up to five is mutter, more than that is not. Arba uchamesh mutter, hashta chamesh shori arba miboy. If five are mutter, why do you have to say four? Amravchizda arba misandal cotton, the chamesh misandal gadol. Four from a small sandal. Right, that's enough nails, what's it called, that look like a decoration in a small sandal. In a larger sandal, five is okay. And I saw that, I think the art scroping's on the bottom, a note, that small sandal means that it's a loafer. It doesn't have ties. So a loafer sandal, which is small, which tight fit, doesn't have any ritzua. So all you need is four, two on each side, nothing to hold the strap in. There is no strap. A large sandal means it's not form-fitting, it's not a loafer. So it needs a tie. So you have five. Four to hold it in, and one to hold the strap on. V'Rebbe Mater at Sheva, V'Atanya Rebbe Mater at Shloshesrei. My Rebbe says Mutter till 13. Samara says, no, Teshani. No, that's only where it's an uneven sandal. And you want to put the nails in to even it out, then till 13 is okay. But if you, what's it called, if it's a regular sandal, then only, what's it called, 7 are okay. So I says, hashtag, us is lucky. Now that you mentioned this svara, that by an uneven sandal, you can put in more nails, Rabbi Yochanan Nomi Lokasha. No, Tishani. Rabbi Yochanan also, we asked the question before, right here he says, what's it called, 5, and here he says more. What was the amount, 7 over there? Yeah, we said before that sandal hanote, right, osolo sheva, divi Rebbe, Reb Nosson, and Rebbe says till 13. So the Gemara says, who does Reb Yochanan hold like? Right, he holds 5, not 7 or 13. So he says he holds like another Amora, Reb Nuroi. Now we have another answer. Instead of saying he holds like Reb Nuroi, he holds that a sandal hanote, you can have more. You can have 7 or 13. Right, just like Rebbe holds that whether it's an even sandal, you can only have till 7. But with an uneven sand, we can have up to 13. A note to Shan. Then now we can answer Rabbi Yochanan in the same way. Omer of Masna, v'amri lo omer of achdevoy bar Masna, omer of Masna, ein halacha k'Reb Elezer b'Reb Shimon. The halacha is not like Reb Elezer b'Reb Shimon. That what? That it's usher to what's it called, to carry it around. It's only usher to wear it. Pshita, yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, right? L'maisa, Yochid v'rabim halachas k'rabim. Mao the same. Mistab ratayim v'der b'lezer v'shimen. B'ha. Right, b'lezer v'shimen, that we're afraid if you're going to carry it around, you may come to wear it, is a svara dikate. Just stay away from this on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kamash malon, that no, that even though it makes sense, but that much they didn't make the gzeira. The gzeira was only wearing it. Omer abchia, ilav dekorili bavloi shori, if they wouldn't call me the Bavli, who is matter things, right? They wouldn't accuse me of being a mako, right? Isure, right? If I knew that, if I would say this thing is mutter, right? They're going to put my name on the wall that I'm a mako, right? So if I didn't know that was going to happen, Sharina Beituva, I would be matter even more nails. The Kama, how many would he been matter? It might say he wasn't matter because he didn't want to get a name of being a mako. But what's it called? How many would have been matter? But Pumbedisa Amrin Estin V'Arba, in Pumbedisa they said he would have been matter 24. The Sura Amrin Estin V'Tarzan, in Sura they said 22. Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchok is Simonach. How do you remember which one? Pumbedisa, which would they said 24, and Sura said 22, right? He said if you want a way of remembering it, at the awesome Pumbedisa the Sura Chaser Tarte. Right, if you're traveling from Pumbedisa to Sura, you're going to lose two nails. Because in Pumbedisi you could have 24, and in Suri you could only have 22. So if you have a sandal hamisamer in Pumbedisi, you better lose two nails before you get to Sura. Now how do you know maybe the mnemonic should be Sura to Pumbedisa? So Marshal says because you put the word chaser next to the word Sura, which have two letters in common, so you remember that the last part, you're going from Pumbedisa to Sura, and then it's chaser, and not from Sura to Pumbedisa, because the word chaser wouldn't fit with the with the Pumbedisa, only with Sura.
It's easy to remember
now. Right. No, but remember who's saying. Who's saying what? Right. Which, in other words, which place had the 24 and which one the 22? Okay. Rashi. Noteshani. Oh, as we skipped something here. What's it called? The Nigmamu. Rashi says that the nails became embedded in the wood, right? They'd be worn down. And then you could add even a lot, because you could see that there were originally nails there. Shenekru Lagamre, She Nikr Shoy Boyoser Dalar Hey In Tvelo. The Lashon Chaveiro Itcha. He said there was another sheet that it holds just the opposite. Where the nails are still there, it's awesome. Where they were completely taken out, then it's mutter. Note Shani, Shekulam Tzrichin Lo Lahashvo, so the Ein Echad Me'am Lechazik, where it's an uneven shoe, it's obvious the nails aren't there to hold the shoe together, just to make it even. And therefore it's not like the Sandal HaMesum or the original one. Now that we're saying you can make a difference between where it's even or not even, right, then we can answer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Nomi, the Kopirchus La'el Mino, Ba'amris, the Omer Kaman, right? Who does Rabbi Yochanan hold like? We have a sheet of, what's it called, of 7 and 13. But nobody holds only 5. So you can say, no, the 7 and 13 was by a sandal hanota, where it's not even. But by a sandal that's even, everybody holds only 5 is okay. The Kapirchus Lehmi Neiva Amris, the Omer Kaman, Ikanomi, Litruce, La'olam Kreb Nosim, the Nota Shani, the Hosim Matarat Shev, Ava Enota Hei, Vesula, or he could even hold like Rebbe. 13 is mutter by a note, but by a regular one, only 5. Mistabra taima, the osula talkul shema yinalenu. It makes sense that you shouldn't be allowed to carry it, because you may come to wear it. Bavloi shori surei, the Rebchia mi bovel habi. Rebchia came from Bovel, can I read in the sukkah? Bolu Rebchia ubonavi yasdua. They came from Bovel, and they were miyasid, whatever it was talking about over there. Ad the os Rebchia, kisha'ola mi bovel, Eretz Yisrael, ubod derech sura and putbedisa. When you go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, you go from what's it called? You go Derech Sura from Pumbedisa. So you leave Pumbedisa, and to get to Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to Sura on the way to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the order. The order is Pumbedisa to Sura. Chaser Tarte Noflu Shtam Yimastro Sa B'Derech. If you're going to go from Pumbedisa to Eretz Yisrael, Derech Sura, you better lose two nails on the way. L'Sura Chaser. Dome Eitzel Dome. That's what Marshal explains. What does that mean? L'Sura Chaser. Chaser is similar to Sura. That's two of the letters. So now you know that you're going from Pumbedisa to Sura, 24 to 22, and not Sura to Pumbedisa. Maybe you're traveling the other way. Okay, so that's the same thing. Okay, just L'Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down anything here, because he holds that L'Maisa, we don't have a, what's it called, Sandal HaMesumer that's similar exactly to what was then, right? You need all these conditions, and it's the kind of sandalim that we have, they bring out the Malchus Romi, in other words, in Europe, that was not the kind of sandal that was sandal of the summer. That's the Hagos, my mini Bishem Tosis. There is no sandal dome, and everything is mutter and Melech Shulchan Aruch. The Orchus Chaim and the Kolbo Lamaisa say that all sandalim are osur, if they have nails in them to hold them together, that's enough to be like the sandal HaMesumer of the Gemara, unless the nails are completely different kind of nails, or regular nails, then it's Aser. And others hold that what's it called, there's a minik to be machmir by sandalim, and the Ran says, because there's another problem with sandalim, because they fall off. They're not put on tightly, and they fall off, and afraid you may come to carry them, Rosh Hashanah. So people were machmir by sandalim bechlau. And the post can say that if the place where they were machmir, so the minig hamakom must be machmir. But otherwise, there's no issur to wear any kind of sandal, even with nails in it, even wooden, because none of them are like the sandal hamesumer. And that's like why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this halacha of the chlav.
Okay.
No, no. Sometimes things are also even in a chutzner, because we're afraid you may carry it out the rishus around it. Some jewelry, and some things are only the Gemara says them when they are. But al yetzei doesn't necessarily mean to carry it out. It means you're not allowed to go out with this, meaning to wear it. It depends on the place. Habanos yotzos bechutin shibo azneim, avelo bechabakim shimitzavareim. The girls are allowed to go out with ribbons that are in their ears. What Rashi seems to say is they used to make holes in their ears for earrings. In order the hole shouldn't close up, they put a little ribbon inside the hole to keep it open. They do that today also. What's it called? To make sure the hole doesn't close up, they put like a little chut. What are they called? A thread. Not a thread, whatever it is. But not the ones that chabokin shibat savareyim, but not the ones around their neck. So we just said that around the neck, you never put so tight. So why can't you go on a Shabbos? You're not afraid they're gonna be tovel with it. They're gonna be taken off the tefillah. The omer say nishachol nekesatz ma chabokin shibat savareyim amaylo. You say a woman never ties something tight on her neck, then why can't they go out on Shabbos with the chabokin shibat savaran? Even if they have a tefillah, they're gonna be tovel with it on because it's loose. Rashi, the chutin shibazneim, she knows them sham shlo yistim hanekim. They know that the hole they put in their ear shouldn't close up. They put a little ribbon inside. Chabokim anke ritzuo she'ena musavos rechavos zelav l'tachshit avdina. These things are not a tachshit. They are wide straps that are not gilded. Zelav l'tachshit avdina. They're not made for a tachshit. Dumya dechutin shibazneim. Right, something like similar to the strings in their ears. Okay. Chabokim loshen kilkuli b'chabok. They're like the leash on a horse. Lesser bosus. Right, so they're wide straps that used to wear around their neck. Samara says, chacha b'katla askina. The isha chonekes is atzma. The nichala shatira kabalas basar. Katla is a choker. Katla askina. Beged choshuv liklos b'tzavara. It's a certain kind of garment that a woman wore around her neck. Keneged libo shelo yipol mashi yocheles, a bib. She wore a bib. And so the food shouldn't fall on her clothing. V'yesh lo mokom shansim ke'en she'osim mitnasayim. And it has a place for straps, for a ribbon. In other words, the bib, like a baby's bib. It's a wide thing, but it has straps on it that you tie around your neck. Okay. The toche bo ritzua rechava umolalto soviv haritzua shabeged rachav harbe. Right, so you can't tie the beged around your neck; it's too wide. So you put straps right through the neck part of the bib, and you tie the straps around your neck. The kosheres haritzua soviv tzavara the chonekes atzma bechozik, and those straps she ties tight, the bib straps, and they wore these bibs all the time. Now they weren't just when they sat down to eat. They wore them just around. It was like an apron around her neck. Right, okay. The chosek, kadeshne besora boletus, but they tied it on purpose tight in order that her flesh should, be enlarged, right? By putting the pressure, it made the flesh stand out. The tira balas boser, she wanted to look fat. I guess in those days things were different. Right, since it's wide and smooth, it won't hurt her. Just choking herself, it doesn't hurt. Right, it's wide enough. It's not a little string that digs into your flesh. It's a wide thing, and it puts pressure and makes the pressure makes the basar outside of that stand out. And she wants to look like she has a fat neck. You know, fat neck people, I guess, were pretty then. Okay. So therefore, what's it called? We're afraid that she'll put it on tight, and if she has to be told, well, she has to take it off, and she'll end up carrying it on Shabbos, and therefore it's also.
The word kapler from Kassala, it's like a thing of death.
Maybe. I don't know. It's why is it called a katla? I don't know. If it's a choker, it makes sense. But the way Rashi learns, it's a bib, but it's still something that you tie on tight, maybe.